This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket, fadeaway, 10-footer, in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turn around, 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Dosik. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw.
Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in, a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, do we have a great game for you tonight. Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. I've still got a nasty cold, but I tell you what, it is red hot on the on the inside here at Trent Arena tonight. We've got a barn burner for you. Anna Rockets, Purcell Marion Cavaliers. At stake is a berth in the D3 Boys Final Four next Thursday at noon. Anna Rockets coming in with a mark of 25-2, 11-1 in the Shelby County League. Purcell Marion, 23-4, 9-1 in the GCL Co-Ed Central, beating out Baden, McNicholas, and Roger Bacon. They also played against Chaminade, Alder, Fenwick, and Carroll in the GCL Co-Ed North. Keep in mind that this Purcell Marion team played Centerville to a one-point game in the regular season, did lose to Moeller by, I think, a dozen, beat the likes of St. X, St. X, LaSalle, Fenwick, on and on and on. It's a team that's won two straight here in the tournament over good teams, the National Trail and Versailles. Chuck, what's got to give here tonight? Anna, 75 points a game. Purcell Marion has given up 30 points, 7.5 points a quarter here in the tournament, right, since the start of the sectional.
Well, the list that you read off of their wins, the most impressive there was a 12-point loss to Moeller.
Right.
Because that is an outstanding Division I basketball school.
Oh, yeah.
And they played them within 12. We watched them the other night against Versailles, and they have, they got Javonta Lyons. He's 6'2". He's 6'2 tall, and he's about 6'2 wide also.
Yep.
A linebacker. He will bowl his way down and get to the rim, and if he misses it, then here comes A.J. Garrett, a 6'6 senior,
yeah,
tipping the ball in. That is what Anna's going to have to guard, those two young men tonight, put bodies on them without getting into foul trouble. If they can do that, they'll be in the basketball game.
Purcell beat Deer Park twice, last year state champs in boys D3. Purcell beat them at the UD Arena, beat them in the regular season, beat them to 16, beat them to 12. Also knocked off a powerhouse Wyoming team, did Purcell Marion. But it's a club that's got chinks in its armor. It plays methodically, although last year in the district when Purcell beat Anna, Purcell ran up and down the floor. It's going to be very interesting to see how Purcell plays against Anna. I think the Rockets want to speed him up from the looks of Purcell against National Trail and Versailles in the last two tournament games. Purcell wants to kind of plod along and take advantage of a fast break if it's going to be a slam dunk, but otherwise play a 20-second possession. Anna cannot allow that to happen.
No, well, they play two different tempos. That's a fact. They're going to press you full court. They're going to trap you in the half court.
Yep.
And if they can get a turnover, they're going to run. But if they get the ball down into the half court, now they are methodical. But they work it until they can get Lyons going to the basket. And if you stop him or he puts it up and misses, there's Garrett with the rebound. And the other one is Baldock. He's a 6-foot junior. And that kid's a sharpshooter. So if you concentrate all your effort in the lane, then you better have somebody finding him, because that kid can flat out shoot it.
Rockets got to the state Final Four in 2008. It's so difficult in D3 to get there. Competition is loaded in Division III in Dayton, especially Cincinnati. Talk about St. Henry for a moment. Won the state championship in 04. They've been in D3 in the Northwest region until a few years ago and could not get back.
Right.
D3 is that tough. St. Henry lost to the state champ last year in the district final, Marion Local. Beat him this year. Beat Jackson Center in our webcast here in the D4 regional championship at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. St. Henry's going back, but they're in D4. Anna's trying to get it done in D3.
Who knows? Rockets might be D4 in the next year or two. Boys enrollment is dropping. They're close. It's going to be very interesting to see how that shakes out next school year.
Well, I mentioned this Wednesday night, and I'll say it again. The only time I ever coached a Pickwood team that got to the district final, we played Purcell Marion. We were a Division I. They were Division I. Now they're Division III.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much they've changed the criteria or how many students they've lost, but they went from a Division I to a Division III school, but they still look like Division I basketball players.
Well, this Purcell Marion team would have walked on the floor last year against Anna in the district at UD. I said to myself, must have been a mistake.
Yeah.
Because Purcell looked like a Division I club.
They do. Yeah. And they play like one, too. They're very talented. They're very long. They pressure and pressure and pressure. I think the advantage Anna has over Versailles was Versailles could only bring the ball up with Michael Stommen.
Right.
Anna's got three young men that can actually bring the ball up. That's going to help them because Stommen had a terrific game, but he just ran out of steam.
Sure did. And he got nicked up, had to get his ankle taped. He made all three Versailles field goals in the second half.
Yeah, I know.
And that's how good Purcell was. Limited Versailles to three buckets in the entire half. Lord knows Anna cannot have a half or even a quarter like that. No way can Anna be shut down to just two or three baskets in 1 8-minute period tonight.
It was a one-point game at halftime. Versailles were within one, and then they just ran out of steam.
First three games of the year for Purcell. Way back in December, LaSalle, Chaminade, Elder, Fenwick. And then two or three games later, on the road at Pittsburgh North Central Catholic.
One of my favorite schools.
So Anna's played a formidable schedule as well, beating St. Henry easily in the regular season. We covered the Anna Marion local game, a thriller at the Anna Gym. Rockets won that one. So Anna's gone up against them all. Anna's ready, having beaten Clark Montessori, very speedy D3 Cincinnati school, by nine, beat Dayton Stivers, ranked in the top 10 all year.
Ran him off the floor the other night.
Thumped him by 18. How about Carter Elliott, 19 points against Stivers, and who knows, Anna may need somebody who is somewhat of a surprise to step up and shock Purcell with double digits. Who knows? Isaac Leininger.
He's had him. We've seen him have terrific games. Huelskamp. The last few games I've seen, he has not shot the three incredibly well.
That's a good point.
That would be a terrific night for him to find the range on this floor.
Yeah, sure would. Against Clark Montessori, good second half from Anna. Vixler wound up with 23. Dosik had 21. Dosik had 15 against Stivers. Vixler complimented Elliott's 19 with 19 of his own. Both teams headed toward their benches. We're going to have the national anthem here in just a moment, and then the introduction of our starting lineups. We're online thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, south edge of Anna, north edge of Sydney, on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company in Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc. is grown to include eight divisions. And in addition, thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The starters and the tip coming up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ /ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Oh, what a job Nate Barhorst has done with this club, Anna, or Chuck, I should say.
I'll be Anna tonight, it's okay.
What a job he's done with the Rockets. This is the fastest paced high school basketball, with the exception of Sydney, I've seen in Shelby County since covering Shelby County High School sports now for about a quarter of a century, the last 24, 25 years. Boy, they can go, go, go. And if Purcell wants to play faster, faster, Anna can play the fastest.
I think that Anna wants to play at a fast pace. I got about a two-minute chance to talk to Coach Barhorst as the team was coming in. They got off the bus, and he's very optimistic about their chances. You know, he feels like they have a good game plan. What they got to do now is execute it.
Purcell Marion beat the Anna Rockets a year ago in the district, the 13, then lost in the regional final with Purcell in overtime to the eventual state champ, Deer Park. Anna out to avenge that 13-point loss to Purcell a year ago and get to the state Final Four for the first time since 2008. Former Anna athlete Caleb Bauer is listening in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Probably warmer there than it is here.
How you doing, Caleb? I can remember calling your name out on the football field.
Yeah.
Yep, starting lineups have been introduced. The Anna Rockets, of course, with the three double-digit scores. Griffin Dosick, 6'5", senior, 15 a game. Mark Bixler, 5'11", junior, 16 a game. Riley Yuleskamp, 5'10", a junior, 14 a game. Isaac Leininger, a 5'11", junior, 5.5 a game. And Carter Elliott, up to 9 a game, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, and a senior. Starting 5'4", Purcell Marion, 6'4", senior, Alex Dotson, 6'5", senior, A.J. Garrett. They both average about 13 points a game. Javante Lyon, 6'2", senior, 11 a game. Jared Baldock is averaging 7 a game. He's a 6-foot junior guard. Michael Little, his running mate at guard, is a 6-foot senior, averaging 6 points a game. Here we go, opening tip, won by Purcell Marion. It's Dotson in backcourt, and he rather lethargically brings the ball up over the timeline. On a weave to Baldock. Here's Baldock, firing jump shot. It's good. Well done play. Jared Baldock came on a weave, and Anna didn't switch. Baldock could have got a real good look from 15 feet. 2-0 for Purcell. Here's Anna lining up with the ball right in front of us. Hand off to Yuleskamp. Down the lane. Feeds inside. Knocked away. Picked up by Bixler. On the arc to Yuleskamp. Three-pointer. Good! Three to two. Anna in the lead. We played 50 seconds. Here's Baldock again. Drives against Leininger. Overshot it. Rebound Lyons. Up and in. Yep, he's a bull.
Yeah, it's like trying to guard a fire truck.
Looked like Baldock might have charged.
He did a little bit.
Against Leininger. But he got away with it. Purcell leads 4-3. Here is Bixler, 25 feet away. Goes right corner. He's double-teamed. Knocked out of bounds by Purcell. Purcell will come at you with two players. Chuck, it seems like three.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're so lengthy.
And they will come at you with three.
Uh-huh. Ball thrown into Dosik. Right back to Yulstamp. Right corner. Triple short. Rebound yanked off the glass by Garrett of Purcell Marion. Purcell in the home white. That maroon red stripe across the chest. Gold lettering Purcell. Oh, here's a great drive. Alex Dotson took his man, Carter Elliott, one-on-one, and blazed the trail right down the lane and banked it in on the run. Purcell leads 6-3. Deep left corner, Elliott for Hanna. Hot start for Purcell, 3-4 from the floor. High left, it's Dosik. Lyons is in his face. Dosik in the paint. Deep right corner, Leininger. Long jump shot, no good. Off the back rim. Here's a rebound, though, by Leininger. To Dosik, layup, good! Fine alertness by Leininger. He knew where the ball was going.
Right.
Off the iron. 6-5, Purcell up one. Four court right, Dotson. Left side, Garrett. Now Baldock. Leininger on him. Baldock gets a screen straight away from Lyons. Deep right corner pass, A.J. Garrett. Anna in a man-to-man. Elliott comes out now on Little. Baldock 30 feet away. Nearly a travel by Little. Little scoots into the lane. Teardrop is in. Woo!
They're having no problem getting to the rim right now.
Tough to stop. It's the one thing Anna did well against Clark Montessori, and Stivers stayed between them and the basket. Tough to do that all night against Purcell, which leads 8-5. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. There's Dosik in the left corner. Puts it on the deck. Holding foul on Lyons of Purcell. Purcell 4-5 from the floor, and three of the shots have been right around
just,
the rim.
Yeah, just gimmies.
4:55 left in the first quarter. 8-5, Purcell in the lead. My goodness, is A.J. Garrett, 6'5".
Big kid, isn't he?
Oh, he looks like 6'9". Very slender, long arms hang below his knees. Baseline left, it's Dosik, puts it on the paint, into the lane, and hits the fadeaway shot.
They got Wara in the game now, and he took the ball right at Wara.
On the floor now, as Chuck noted, is Brian Wara. He averages 11 off the bench, 6'6 senior. Purcell comes at you with more size. Dosik caught that last pass just outside the paint, put it on the deck once, and flipped in a little 5-foot half-hook shot. And here is Purcell Marion attacking a cutter. Michael Little slices through the lane, catches a pass. He might have been shooting. Dosik got him on the arm, and Griffin cannot afford to pick up the second foul
right. The
rest of this half of play.
Well, he didn't like the call, but Little created the contact. They're going to call that every time.
Free throw by Little is up and in. 9-7 in favor of Purcell Marion, but two. Second shot by Little, yes. 4:22 to go, first quarter, 10-7, Purcell Marion. Cavaliers have been razor sharp so far. Anna's got to keep the Cavaliers from getting to the rim. As Chuck noted, difficult to do. Midcourt, Yulstamp on the bounce. Throws it right side to Dosik. Dosik in the corner. Now short corner, baseline. Feeds underneath to Yulstamp. Knocked away. Out of bounds off Garrett of Purcell.
That was a good fought by Dosik, but he had Yulstamp was going to be in all kinds of trouble if he even would have caught that pass.
Sure was. Yulstamp goes airborne on the inbounds to Dosik 30 feet away. Right back to Riley in the right corner. Dosik high right. Dosik high right. Feeds left corner to Elliott. Long three-pointer, and he spiked on the arm. He missed it badly. That's because he was clobbered.
Well, they had Garrett on him, and they've had Little on him. They watched the game Wednesday night. They know that young man is on fire shooting threes from that corner.
Yep, sure did see him on Wednesday. Free throw, Carter Elliott, the first of the trio. He hits it, and it's 10-8. Purcell Marion to 2. Elliott can tie the score with 2 more as he was jammed on the shoulder while shooting a 3. Second shot, Elliott, lot of rim, up and in. I'll tell you what there, Chuck, I did not like what I saw from substitute Clark Jefferson who's standing on the free throw lane. He's on the floor. He was clapping during Elliott's last shot.
You're not allowed to do that.
No. Second shot by Elliott. He's got all three. We'll take them. We're tied at 10 apiece.
Three the hard way.
Yep. Anna 10, Purcell Marion 10. Looks like his own defense from Anna.
Yep, they're going to go 3-2 on him now.
Outside the arc on the left, it's Clark Jefferson. Hoover in off the bench as well for Purcell. Here's the ball from DeWara in the post. He dropped it, got it back. Long, deep three. Right corner by Little. Skipped off the rim. Rebound to Baldock. Baldock to DeWara in the paint. Down the line. Lays it up and scores.
That kid's a sub.
Yeah, he's double digits off the bench. And we have Anna with an inbounds violation. The Rockets stepped in too soon. Purcell gets it back up the two with 3:18 to go here in the first quarter. It's inbounded by Hoover below the rim. Layup is good. Clark Jefferson got the deuce. Four quick points by Purcell Marion. Without Anna possession, really. Here's Elliott deep in the left corner. Stolen by Purcell. It's balled out, and then he steps out of bounds. I tell you what, Purcell's defense has been superb.
Oh, you can't rest for a second when you got the basketball.
Now, Anna's had to scratch and claw for its 10 points so far. 14-10 Purcell. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Hillscamp in backcourt against Dotson. Hillscamp head of the key. On a weave to Leininger. Leininger picked up by Jeremiah Jackson, who's in off the bench. Leininger in the lane. Top of the circle, Dosick. They tried against Wara. Here is a draw by Dosick. He powers to the rim and makes it. What a play by Dosick. Boy, he has been strong.
Yeah, they need that.
Yes,
that's exactly what they need from him.
14-12. Anna hanging close. Far left wing, Clark Jefferson gives it up, gets it back. Jefferson, a six-footer, hands it off to Jeremiah Jackson, who's at 6'1". Now Zach Hoover, a backup six-foot guard. Purcell's already gone 9 men deep. Straight away, Hoover. Left wing, it goes to Jefferson. He gives it up, gets it back, starts a drive. Little 10-footer, short. Rebound, Elliott for Anna. Minute 55 to go. First quarter, Anna down 2. Fast break, 3-on-1. Hillscamp, Bixler, missed it, but a foul. Oh, Anna got it out and motored. Purcell tried to steal it. They had too many players devoted to the steal in backcourt. Bixler, two free throws, Anna. First one, yes. 14-13, Anna down 1. Purcell has gotten a bunch of easy points so far. Tell you what, Dosick's done a nice job on the interior for Anna.
Well, going to that 3-2 zone was a nice move by Coach Barhorse.
Dosick's got 3 buckets in tight. Yeah, I like the zone look from Anna. It makes Purcell think about what they got to do. They just can't freelance and play 1-on-1. Second shot, Bixler. It is also good. 14-14 tie. A minute 40 left to go, first quarter. Baldock, a starter, back on the floor at guard for Purcell. Here's Lyons. Baldock, right corner, Hoover. Long three-pointer, air ball. Loose ball rebound. Comes down to Hillscamp for Anna. That was a shot Purcell doesn't normally take. Here's Hillscamp on the arc to Bixler. Anna cannot afford to have more than 4 or 5 turnovers in this game. Left corner, Hillscamp. A triple, short, no good. Long rebound, ball down. Purcell 3-on-1. Layup is in. Oh, it missed. In and out. In and out. Rebound, Anna. Foul, Purcell.
I would have counted that one, too. I don't know how he missed that. Nobody around him.
That's a big turn of events.
Well, and a nice rebound by Dosick, and then he got hammered, and they called the foul. That's the second foul on Lyons.
Ooh. That's critical. Lyons still on the floor. I'd go right at that young man. 14-14 tie. 60 seconds to go, first period. Here's Bixler, right corner. Shake and bake. A running one-hander is good! It's good! And a foul. A foul on Purcell. What a maneuver by Bart Bixler. And the fourth-year head coach for Purcell Marion, Steve Kerr, is giving the official on the far side a what the heck.
I don't know what he's complaining about. That was an obvious foul. And if they think that Bart Bixler's going to be intimidated by them, they're nuts.
Free throw, Bixler is good. And Anna's up three. Seven straight for the Rockets. 17-14. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Javonte Lyons, top of the circle. Right wing to Little. Straight away to Hoover. Here's a drive to Clark Jefferson. Hand off to Dotson. Missed it. Rebound is stabbed. Out of bounds off Anna.
Yeah, I just couldn't pull it.
38 seconds to go, first quarter. Anna 17. Purcell Marion 14. Rockets have reeled off seven in a row.
Well, they got Justin Murray in the game to give Dosik a little bit of a rest there at the end of the quarter.
Inbounding is Lyons. Throws it way out near midcourt. It's Dotson who goes into backcourt for Purcell to catch up with the ball. Then he walks it up. Anna fans on their feet. 24 seconds to go. Purcell acts like it's going to play for one.
Yeah, they're going to play for one. That's what he called for. This is a heck of an Anna crowd. My goodness. They got three quarters of the arena.
Woo! Must be 2,500 from Anna.
Yep.
8-7-6. Baldock. Lyons. Baldock. Shot fake in the corner. Hits Garrett in the middle. Jump shot. Good at the buzzer. Correction. Warren. Wara got the 2 points for Purcell. Well-designed play. I think Baldock originally wanted to shoot the three. It wasn't there. He drove and dished, and Wara got the banker right in front. Anna up one after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rucci family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Chuck, I tell you what, that Purcell Marion's gotten its share of easy points on the inside. Anna's gotten some inside stuff from Dosik and a bundle of free throws.
Right, yeah, they're 6 for 6 from the free throw line. And if they're going to shoot it like that, because they're going to go there a lot.
Yeah,
basically if they're going to not settle on the outside and take the ball to the rim like they've been doing.
Yep, sure. Yep, and a possession. We start quarter number two. Rockets up one, 17-16. Here is Justin Murray on the floor at the top of the key. Cameron Stewart also in now for Anna. Here's Bixler penetrating, pulls up foul line, hits a cutter, Uhlskamp, bad pass, a poor pass, and it's picked off by Little. He tried to leave it for Dosik on the perimeter. Little anticipated it and swiped it for Purcell. Down the floor to Lyons, deep right corner, A.J. Garrett, shot fake, Baldock, baseline left, Lyons. Purcell down one, 7:22 to go, second quarter. Anna scored seven straight after trailing 14-10. Deflected pass, left corner, tracked down by Garrett, to Lyons, to Baldock. Deep right corner pass, Michael Little shoots the three, off the top of the backboard, offensive rebound, Lyons, and it's good, it counts, and he's fouled. Oh, that was a fluky play.
Fluky, yeah, absolutely. The three from the corner was horrible, but Lyons is unstoppable if he gets the ball down there under the rim. I didn't know if you can stop him if you foul him. Are you just going to send him to the free throw line like they did?
And the three-point shot by Purcell hit the corner of the backboard and wound up in the lap of Lyons in the lane, and with his muscle, he just went up strong, put it in, made the free throw. 3-point play. Purcell leads by two, 19-17. A minute gone here in the second quarter.
Now they're going to push their pressure down a little bit. They went to a 2-2-1 full court press now instead of that half court they were running before.
Anna's got to take care of the ball. Hulskamp back court to Dosick. Back to Hulskamp. Ball thrown up the near side and out of bounds here at the scorersbroadcast.com table. Inbounding again, Cam Stewart for the Anna Rockets. He looks, gives it off on the play to Hulskamp. Hulskamp against Little over the Firebirds logo at midcourt. Right side pass to Bixler, 25 feet away. Bixler on the dribble, pulls up foul line, gives it to Stewart. Deep right corner, Dosick. Anna takes the air out of the ball a little bit here. Dosick baseline drive, cross court to Stewart. Shot fake, into the lane. Cam Stewart to the hoop. Good!
Purcell lucky that wasn't the third foul on Lyons because he didn't take a charge, but they didn't call anything.
I'll tell you what, head coach Scott Kerr of Purcell wanted a charge.
Oh, it was the other way around.
It could have been a defensive foul. Deep three, left corner Lyons. It is no good. Off the hands of Elliott, out of bounds to Purcell.
Couldn't get his second hand up to pull the rebound in.
That was a good drive by Cam Stewart. Last trip down, Purcell did not give Stewart a lot of attention, and Cam made the Cavaliers pay.
Yeah, well, they weren't going to worry about his outside shot, and they kind of spread on him a little bit, and he saw the opening.
Balled up, right corner, deep three, in and out, no good. Stick back is in. A.J. Garrett with the tip on the missed three by Baldock.
He is the great equalizer on missed shots, that's for sure.
It had been 19 all, now it's 21-19 Purcell. Here's Anna getting the ball down low to Dosick, and it's stolen by Purcell. Here comes Dotson, pull up Jay, hits it. 23-19. Anna brings it up the right side of the floor, and we've got a foul against Purcell in backcourt. I may have referred to Purcell coach Scott Kerr as Steve Kerr a little while ago. I tell you what, he does work the referees.
Oh, the whole game. The whole game. But Kyle Bachman, who played for me as a referee, said he's one of the nicest guys in the world when he's not on the sideline.
I spent about 15 minutes with him the other day, and he does seem like a heck of a guy for sure.
But he's intense.
He puts on that game face right for the referees. Here's Leininger, baseline left for Anna. Rockets now down four, 23-19. Deep in the right corner, it's Bixler. He's crowded, double teamed. Oh, a hop, step, and a jump. Looked like he walked, and he scored. Bixler traveled, got away with it. We'll take it, 23-21. Lyons, top of the circle to Jefferson. Gives it up, deep left corner to teammate Lyons. Now Baldock 30 feet away. Baldock to Dotson. And deep in the left corner, Lyons makes a head fake, and climbing up over the top of his shoulder goes Bixler of Anna, his first foul. Anna's got three team fouls.
Man, I didn't know Dosick picked up his second. I don't remember that.
I don't know when
that happened. That's what they got up there, isn't it?
Dosick's got two. Here's Lyons, left corner, triple, Purcell, no good. Oh, a strong rebound, Elliott for Anna. Here come the Rockets, down two. Up the floor, Leininger, baseline left. Deep left corner, Hulskamp. Back to Isaac, shot fake. Mitchell straight away, goes to the foul line, missed it short. Rebound, Laura of Purcell. And we've got Purcell, Marion player, shaken up.
He took an incidental elbow to the face. The officials cannot stop the clock until Anna loses the possession or they take a shot and the action stops. So they can be as angry as they want. If they go to the monitor, it might be a flagrant one.
And that was entirely incidental.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Purcell Marion player apparently got an elbow to the chops. Play stopped belatedly after Anna's possession ended. Purcell brings it down the floor up to 23-21, 4:15 to go here in the first half. Here's Dotson, elbow on the left, behind him to Hoover. Hoover double dribbled, got away with it, fed it to Wara. He scores. I tell you what, Purcell's gotten 7 buckets. Let's streak them together. They might total 15 feet. A whole bushel basket of easy two-pointers for Purcell, which leads by 4, 25-21. Here's Bixler into the lane. Thought he was tipped on the wrist. No foul. Shot was short. Here comes Purcell. Dotson down the floor. On the arc to Lyons. He bullies his way into the lane and banks it up and hits it. Timeout, Anna. Rockets get a break. Down 6. 27-21. 3:32 to go. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Ritchie, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Ritchie, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Ritchie.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Ritchie Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, the Anna Rockets defensively, Chuck, have their work cut out.
Well, it's exactly what we talked about. Lyons bullying his way to the rim, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yep.
And if he misses it, there's Garrett up there with an elbow on the rim, tipping it in.
Yep, Anna led by a score of, 17-14, after being down 14-10. And Purcell has warmed up, and Anna is down 6, 27-21, 3:21 to go here in the second quarter. Yulescamp at midcourt. All over him is Dotson. Pass right wing to Bixler. Bixler being checked by Garrett. About a 4 to 5 inch height disadvantage for Bixler. Yulescamp, deep right flank, long triple, hit the back rim, rebound, Dosik no, Wara for Purcell. Backcourt to Hoover. You're right about that, Chuck, 2 fouls on Dosik.
That's what it says. I don't remember it. Normally I would be all over that, but.
Here's Dotson in the lane, spinning and hitting for Purcell. Anna nearly got the steal.
Well, they're down 8, and this is crunch timer for them right now. He was in the danger zone.
8-point lead Purcell, which again got a shot from point blank range. Purcell is so beefy, pretty quick, so tall. Everybody 6'4, 6'5. Here's Bixler driving. Baseline right. Ducks under. Shoots. No good. Rebound Hoover for Purcell. Down the floor. Missed it. Follow up. Good by Wara. Brian Wara on the stick back.
Well, Dosik got the block, but there was nobody there to block him out. And Wara doesn't start. I haven't seen too many teams I ever coached and he wouldn't be my best player.
He could start for every Division I program.
He's a this is a Division I basketball program playing Division III.
And Wara could play Division I in Cincinnati for any one of the other D1 Catholic schools. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Anna now down by 10. Just like that. Here's Dosik, dribble drive in the lane. Looked like he was fouled once, twice, no call. Rebound Purcell. 1:45 to go, second quarter. Up the floor, Dotson. Drives on Bixler into the lane. Shot fake, missed it badly. Rebound Dosik, foul called.
On Dosik, I'm afraid.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. They called it on. They were both there. I thought I saw Dosik push.
Number 1 on Yulescamp, number 4 on the team. Anna finally got Purcell to miss a shot, but got the rebound and fouled.
Right. Probably how they got the rebound, unfortunately.
Anna led 17-14. They're down 31-21.
And now they're down 34-21. Baldock pours in a three from the right corner. That was a deep one. 13-point lead for Shell. 92 seconds to go first half. Rockets behind now by 13 points on scores.broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Yep, I don't know if head coach Nate Barhorst has got an answer unless Purcell stops shooting 1,000%.
Well, we're going to see the stats here at halftime, and their shooting percentage has got to be phenomenal.
Gil Scamp midcourt. We've got a moving screen on Carter Elliott of Anna. Well, that's a tough break. Good call.
He stuck a hip out.
Yep. That was the right call, properly made by the official. It goes against Anna. Rockets are down 34-21 with a minute 25 to go, second quarter.
So that's 20-4 they've been outscored since they had the 17-14 lead.
Yep. 20-4 run by Purcell in the last seven minutes. Here's a near steal by Yuleskamp, and he caught it in the first row, out of bounds to Purcell. Minute 14 to go, second quarter. Lyons, who looks like a linebacker or middle guard, inbounds the ball, gets it back, throws it left side to Garrett. On top to Wara against Elliott down the lane, holding on Elliott. Team foul five. As I mentioned in the pregame, this Purcell Marion team lost by 1 point to Centerville, which plays Moeller tonight in a regional championship.
Right, yeah, I know.
D1.
I mean, yeah, I'm not giving Anna excuses, but this is just, they've not seen anything quite this athletic, that's for sure.
Purcell is loaded. Did lose to LaSalle, Chaminade, Centerville by one, Moeller by a dozen. Beat a number of other top flight D1, D2 programs, and Purcell is D3. Here's a baseline drive, loose shot. It's thrown on the arc to Jefferson, into the lane, hooked it up, no good. Purcell missed. Here comes Yuleskamp down the floor, hand off to Bixler for the layup. Good fast break by Anna. 34-23, Purcell by 11. 30 seconds to go, first half. Behind the back on the dribble, Dotson. Foul line, Garrett. Backs it out to Baldock. 22 seconds to go. Purcell will play for one. Left side of the floor, Little. Hits Garrett low on the left. Baldock on the arc, into the lane, missed it, tip up no good, rebound batted, once, twice, Lyons gets it, he traveled, no basket.
It's either a travel or going to be his third foul, one of the two.
Seven point three to go, first half, Anna needs a three-pointer right here.
Anything to get it under 10 would be great.
34-23 Purcell, 7.3 left here in the second period. Cam Stewart coming back in for Anna.
Well, that travel got Yuleskamp a bloody lip.
We've got Bixler in backcourt. He can shoot the three. Dosik can shoot the three. Here's Griffin at midcourt. Behind the back, Dosik. Top of the circle. A leaner, a two-pointer. Way short. No good. Head coach Kura Purcell is letting the official know that Dosik traveled before he took the shot.
He does as much officiating as he does coaching. I can know that.
He does a good job of both. Well, Anna Rockets led 17-14 and then got outscored 20-6 over the last 9 minutes of the first half of play. Purcell leads it by 11, 34-23. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine is coming up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
8 points. Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Yep, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Anna down by 11, 34-23. Anna's first 7 minutes were really good. And then Purcell just turned it up a notch, hammered the ball inside, and the Rockets simply had no answer. Thank you so much, Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. With Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? In addition, thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Minster Girls won the state championship, a repeat, and for the second straight year beat Ottoville last year by 15, this year by 16.
They got a whole point better. And they're just a juggernaut, and yeah, I would have been shocked if they hadn't won that basketball game today. Congratulations to Mike Wiss and their entire coaching staff. And they got a lot of great girls, and it's a wonderful community, and they deserve it. And they're used to winning baseball, football, girls basketball. This is something they start to expect.
And I tell you what, Chuck, that girls team at Minster this year symbolizes a teamwork. Teamwork, what a model program for teamwork on the basketball floor.
Well, yesterday in their semifinal game, they had 27 baskets, 17 assists. Yeah. That's amazing. Tonight, we've got 3 assists by each team in the first half.
Right. But Minster girls, 2 years in a row, beat Ottoville in the state championship game. We covered the game, Minster at Ottoville, in February, late in the regular season. Minster won that by 46-28, by 18, beat him today by 16, beat him last year by 15 in the state championship.
Right, and beat him pretty good during the regular season last year, too. So that's four in a row for him. Yep. So I think Minster can honestly say they're better than Ottoville.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Anna behind by 11.
both teams are shooting the ball pretty well. The difference is Anna 8 of 17, that's 47%.
Right.
But Purcell 15 of 29, that is 12 more shots, and they're shooting 51%. Only 1 of 7 behind the arc. Let them keep shooting the guard Baldock and let the rest of them shoot those threes.
Yes.
That might get them back in the game.
Yeah.
1 of 5 for Anna. They got to pick that up a little bit. 6 for 6 from the free throw line for the Rockets. 3 of 3 for the Cavaliers. 11 to 2 advantage Purcell on second chance points. Rebounding, 8-2 offensive rebounding advantage for the Cavaliers, 15-8 total. Individual scoring for Purcell, they got 8 out of Wara, they got 7 from Lyons, they got 6 from Dotson, 5 from Baldock, 4 from Little, 2 from Jefferson, and 2 from Garrett. They scored 16 and 18, 34 points. How do you stop that kind of balance?
They just too many more shots than
they had. Oh, yeah. They got 12 more shots, and they made 7 of them. I mean, my goodness. Anna, they were led by Bart Bixler, the little dynamite 9. He's 5'11", and you always say he looks smaller than that. Tonight he really looks smaller than that when he gets into the lane.
Yep.
He is fearless. 6 points from Dosik. They got 3 from Elliott, 3 from Huelskamp, and 2 from Cam Stewart. They scored 17. Only 6 got outscored 18-6 in the second quarter.
And the second chance points, that's a big.
11-2. That's 9. You're down 11, and you're down 9 on second chance points. It's what we talked about, and it's easy to say this is what you got to do. Harder to figure out how to do it.
As we said, Purcell Marion has got 3 or 4 players. Lyons, Garrett, Dotson, all of them would start for most D1 programs in Cincinnati. And they play a D1, D2 schedule all year long.
Yeah, well, they're very impressive. We knew they were going to be. Kind of hoped that Anna would come out and just shoot lights out. And they may here in the second half. This is where they pulled away on Wednesday night. So maybe they can get it rolling here. But if the hard part's going to be they can score some points, the hard part's going to be stopping Purcell from scoring also.
That's a good observation. Anna, a real good second half 2 games ago against Clark Montessori. Real good second half in the regional semi against Dayton Stivers. Anna needs a great second half here tonight against Purcell. We'll return with the third quarter in a moment. Anna behind 34-23. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Yeah, the Rockets have done a pretty good job taking care of the ball. Not that many turnovers.
Five for the first half. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
No, Purcell is just getting offensive boards, second chance points, and just too many more shots than Anna. Here's a drive. We start the third quarter. Dotson's floater is way hard. Much too long. Good rebound. Leininger. He's wrestled to the turf. Or I should say, wrestled to the floor. And fouled. Anna possession. Good start to the third quarter for the Rockets.
Nosek does have two fouls. That's why I just was checking on the shot. I don't remember the second one, but
he's got to continue to play and play with aggression. Here is Fixler in backcourt. Loops it up to Yulskamp. Yulskamp top of the circle. Nosek on the arc. 25-footer. Way short. Rebound. Leininger for Anna. Top of the key. Looks for Nosek on the back cut. Now Nosek posts up. Ducks under. Missed it short. Might have been deflected. Rebounding foul against Anna.
There's a little intimidation going on in the lane when they shoot the ball now, and understandable. I mean, it's like shooting the ball in a redwood forest.
Right. Yeah, it didn't appear that Dosik's shot was tipped.
No, I think he just short-armed it, get all the length around him. Was the third foul on Elliott, too. That's not good.
He's got three. Dosik's got two. The two tallest players for Anna have consumed five fouls so far in this game, and we've still got 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Anna down 11. Dribble drive, but Dotson flipped it out back to Baldock. Moving screen. Baldock gave it up on the play to Little, and then Baldock threw a body block into an Anna player.
Yeah, you're not going to get away with that in the open court like that.
Nope.
Maybe down on the baseline.
Yep, a minute gone by here in the third quarter, and nobody scored. It's still 34-23, Purcell by 11. Yulskamp down the floor. Here's Bixler 25 feet away. Eventually, Anna will have to make some long three-pointers. Leininger stops his dribble on the arc. Left side, Yulskamp. Isaac in the left corner. Feeds Dosik. Goes opposite to Bixler. Three-pointer. Lift the rim. No good. Rebound taken down by Purcell's Dotson. Shot looked good, but wouldn't stay down. Dotson shake and bake in the lane. Gives it up baseline right to Garrett. Thought about shooting. The left-hander brings it back out on top. And I'll tell you what, up by 11, the Purcell will be patient.
Yeah, they're a patient basketball team, and that three by Bixler, if they could have got that thing down to 8, it would have changed the complexion in this game a little bit.
Here is Little. Dotson. Left side pass broken up on the play by Yulskamp. Out of bounds to Purcell.
Now with Garrett, I mean, I don't think I've seen him take a shot that's not a rebound.
Right.
So there's no reason to go out there and guard him on the perimeter.
Nope.
If he makes a couple, now you got to go do it.
But that, you're right. That's a scouting report. Don't go out and put a hand in the face of number five. Garrett's got the ball. Dosik checks him. Hand off to Wara. Well, we played 2.5 minutes. Second half, nobody scored, and that's advantage Purcell. 34-23 Cavaliers. Here's Lyons driving all the way to the basket. Beat Leininger and scored. Wow. And then we've got Purcell over guarding in backcourt. I tell you what, that last 2 points for the Lyons, I don't know anybody Who could have guarded him?
No, but I'll tell you, it's a real mismatch with Leininger on him. Leininger doesn't have the strength. I'm not sure who does either. I agree with you.
Here's Leininger driving. Baseline left. Bank shot no good. Stick back by Dosic. No, but a foul on Purcell.
There's the difference. They shot 6 free throws in the first quarter. They didn't shoot any in the second quarter.
5:12 to go in the third. 36-23. The lead is 13 for Purcell. Matches the Cavaliers' biggest free throw by Dosic is in. 36-24. Javonte Lyons checks out. He is a linebacker, middle guard, tight end, all three, disguised as a basketball player.
He's 6'2", and he is so solid. He doesn't look 6'2". And he looks like a fire plug.
Yeah, he handles the ball.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Yeah, he's very smooth handling the basketball. And Anna's had no answer for him. Both free throws by Dosic are good. Anna's down 11. Here is Purcell driving down the floor into the lane. A lot of commotion. Contact foul against Anna. Rockets wanted a travel.
I think they wanted the travel, and I think the shove in the back created the travel. Right. I think that was the correct call.
Yes. Proper decision by the referee. Okay, Clark Jefferson inbounds, baseline left, throws it away, and it's picked off by Leininger for Anna. Rockets behind by 11, 4:54 to go here in the third quarter. Leininger 25 feet away, goes to Dosic. He puts it on the deck. Back to Leininger, right corner. Here's Wara on Justin Murray. Outside the arc, Bixler. Bixler puts it on the deck. Deep left corner, Juleskamp. Baseline left, Dosic. Knocked out of bounds by Purcell. Purcell's defense extremely tight. The Cavaliers have allowed in the entire tournament 30 points a game.
Well, not that they're tall, but they're long. I mean, you think of passes there, then they got the longest arms.
Sure do.
They're getting a handle on almost everything.
It's the lengthiest high school basketball team I've ever seen. Unbelievable length. Has some tallish players, then you add the lengths of the arms, and it's like a web all over the free throw lane. There's a move by Justin Murray down low for Anna. He got a little four-footer. He was in a crowd, and he couldn't finish.
He short-armed it.
Taken down by Purcell. Purcell back cut to Baldock. Bad pass, and it goes out of bounds. Anna will take it. Well, here in the third quarter, in 4 minutes, what, 4 points?
Yes. Two free throws for Anna and a basket for Purcell.
Long pass down the floor to Elliott. Elliott in the lane. Good defense. And he traveled with the ball. Walking on Elliott. And Purcell's hands and bodies and legs are everywhere.
Yeah, Elliott was just not prepared. They're going to have to either come back in with Elliott, or they're going to have to come back in with Stewart. Murray's a little rattled right now. He needs to get a nice deep breath because they're going to need him.
The 11-point halftime lead is still 11, 36-25. With 3:50 left to go in the third quarter.
If Anna could have put on some kind of a spurt, they'd be right back in the ball game.
Here is Jefferson, top of the circle, Dotson, on a weave, Garrett, running shot down the lane, it's good. A.J. Garrett, he's a lefty, and he made a nice move and finished. Purcell with 10 baskets, 3 feet away or less. Here's a steal. As Leininger is pilfered, here's a drive and a score by Dotson. And Anna is in deep trouble. 40-25 Purcell, 3:21 to go third quarter on scores LaCalEquipmentBroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Chuck, I'll tell you what, my son just texted, and he loved your analogy. Anna shooting in the lane is like shooting over a redwood forest.
That's what it looks like. Thanks, Tim.
And Purcell's got this, the bright red numbers.
Yeah.
Anna behind the 15. Top of the circle, Elliott. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Baseline left, foul Hoover of Purcell as he tripped up an Anna player. It is common. Tell you what, Chuck. Anna had 17 points with a minute to go in the first quarter. And in the last 14 to 15 minutes, they've scored eight.
Yeah, well, there's not, I mean, it's turned it again. Just too many hands.
At Hoover. Hoover just swiped it, fed it to Dotson. Layup, Wara. No good. Dosik partially blocked it for Anna. Wara missed a gimme. Leininger behind the back on the dribble. Pull up foul line jumper. It's good.
That's nice.
A good field goal by Isaac. 40-27. Anna down 13. 2:28 to go, third quarter. On a weave, it's Hoover to Wara. Wara muscles against Elliott, who is on his back. And Elliott picks up number 4. Boy, I just can't get over this. And Brian Wara looks like he should be playing in the Big Ten tournament today.
Or the NFL.
40-27 Purcell. 2:21 to go, third quarter. 2 free throws for Wara. First shot's on the way. In and out, no good.
You know, he's got a really, and I mentioned this the other night, got a really ugly free throw, and then he made like 5 in a row, so I'm not going to say it tonight. But it is ugly.
Second free throw, Wara for Purcell. Eyes the basket, shot's on the way, and he hits it. 41-27. Anna needs a spurt. Last 2 minutes, third quarter. Fuels camp to midcourt. Need a barrage of threes like the Rockets had against Stivers when they nailed 3 of them in a row in the third quarter in the regional semi. Left side pass to Justin Murray. Murray looks on the inside for Dosik. Dosik being covered up by A.J. Garrett. Dosik on the arc. Shot fake. Baseline to the rim. Up and good. And a foul against Purcell. And the Purcell Marion head coach, Scott Kerr, wants an offensive foul. But the Purcell defender undercut Dosik, who scored the 2, and he's at the stripe. I don't think head coach Kerr for Purcell has ever seen a call that went against him that he liked.
No.
That he thought was correct.
It's far enough away and enough people around. Honestly, I couldn't have argued either way.
Free throw by Dosik is good. 3-point play for Griffin. A minute 48 to go, third quarter. Anna behind by 11, 41-30. Here is Baldock. Baldock's got it 20 feet away. Now Dotson 15 feet away. He starts a drive on Bixler, and Bixler is too aggressive. He had to physically hold it to keep him from getting to the rim.
Well, I'll tell you, this is where they have really made hay on these inbounds underneath their basket. They really need to protect the lane right here.
Here's Wara deep in the right corner. Gives it up top of the circle to Little. A minute 28 to go, third quarter. 11-point game. Here's Little driving down the lane. Scooped it up and in. Little zipped right past Bixler, and it's a 13-point game. Gilskamp, left corner, three, didn't catch the rim. Rebound right corner, Leidinger. He threw it off Little, but Little got it. What a play by Purcell. Here's Baldock in the left corner. Offensive foul.
He extended the arm.
And a two on Baldock of Purcell. He's got two fouls.
He extended his arm. If he would have kept his arm down, it was going to be a block.
Yes.
When you extend that arm like that, they're going to call it every time.
Yeah, the official gave it an extra second of thought. 13-point game, 43-30. And a ball. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Murray in the lane. Right corner, Leidinger. Leidinger, foul line. Jump shot away. No good. Oh, look at Dosa get the rebound. What's been called? It's a jump. It's a jump. Anna has the arrow. I tell you what, when Griffin Dosa goes up for a board, he puts two hands on the ball, but three Purcell players have six hands.
They're swinging at it. They're tipping at it. They're trying to shake it loose. They're a well-coached basketball team.
Yeah, here's Dosa, deep right corner, drives into the lane, blocked on the play. What an effort by Purcell. Dosik was double-teamed at the last instant. 26 seconds to go, third quarter. Purcell to 13, 43-30, and Hillscamp fouls Dotson.
He saw an opening and just bumped him a little bit.
13 points for Anna in the last 17 minutes. 13 points, Anna, in the last 17 minutes. Rockets led 17-14 with under a minute to go in the first quarter. All Purcell since. The Cavaliers defense has really tightened the screws. Here's Baldock at midcourt. Hand off to Dotson. 14 seconds to go. Dotson high. Straight away. Works against Hjulskamp. He'll penetrate. There he goes. Pull up fadeaway shot. No good. Rebound tipped up once, twice. Hjulskamp's got it. In back court to Leidinger. And the third quarter ends. Purcell 43 and a 30. We go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the South Edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Chuck, a good thing for Anna. Purcell scored only nine points in the third quarter. Anna, though, was limited to seven.
Well, they scored 17 in the first quarter, 13 since. And that the beginning of that third quarter, if they could have got any kind of offense going, this'd be a basketball game. I mean, it's still a chance.
Yeah, Purcell's offense stalled out. Excuse me. Purcell's offense didn't get much done first few minutes, third quarter. Anna had a chance to make progress, couldn't get it done. We've got Javonte Lyons back in for Purcell. We made a real bold drive to the basket, was fouled to start the fourth quarter, and he's at the free throw line, and he misses a little strong. 43-30 Purcell. 9 points Purcell third quarter, 7 Anna. After the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, we only had 4 points scored. Second shot by Lyons is good. Lyons goes 1-2. 44-30 in favor of Purcell Marion. I tell you what, Coach Kerr almost has two starting fives over there.
Yeah, he doesn't hesitate running people in, and I don't blame him because anybody he brings in is awfully good.
Here is a block shot by Purcell. Cam Stewart tried to make a driving layup, and it was swatted out of bounds by Purcell. Anna will throw in. Bixler, Gilskamp, Leininger on the floor with Stewart and Dosik. Rockets have gone smaller. No doubt to attack defensively. Baseline left, it's Leininger. He's in a jam, stolen by Purcell. Up three players got around Leininger, and the ball was knocked free. 7:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Baldock on the arc. Gives it up to Garrett. Swings it to Wara. On a weave to Jefferson. Right down the lane. Missed it. Rebound Wara. Spin move. Ducks under. Knocked away by Anna. But a foul. That's 7:03 to go in the fourth quarter. Purcell 44 and a 30. Rockets just seemingly cannot put a dent into this deficit.
Well, a team that's only given up an average of 30 a game in the tournament, and they're at 30 right now.
Yep. Anna averaging 70-plus in the tournament has got 30 points against Purcell with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Free throw by Wara, good. Second shot upcoming, and the lead is ballooned to 15. Second shot is no good, and the rebound is taken down by Elliott. Over the shoulder foul against Jefferson of Purcell. 1-1 at the other end.
Coach is asking why, which is a good question. Why would you even make that attempt right now?
Yeah, really no reason for Purcell to go strong after that offensive rebound right there and send Anna to the stripe.
Well, I mean, he boxed out. He's got position. There's no reason.
1-1, Elliott for Anna. It is no good. He missed it off the back iron. Rebound down to Lyons. Lyons up the left side. Body got rid with a walk. Threw it up the floor to Garrett, who scored. A.J. Garrett beat the pressure. He got the layup. Here's Hulskamp down the floor for Anna. And he drives, and he scores. 49-32. 6.5 to go. Here's Wara out of control. He took three steps. No call. He laid it up and in.
I think the score is wrong.
The scoreboard says 51-30. Bixler goes to the rim, shot blocked, but a big time foul against Purcell.
It's 49-32.
Scoreboard says 51-30. Tell you what, Chuck, Purcell has gotten away with three or four.
Yeah.
Big time.
They have.
Troubles.
They have, but boy, in the scheme of things, it's just that Purcell is just really, really good.
Now, Anna's getting swatted.
Right.
Anna's getting blocked. 6:22 to go here in the fourth quarter. Scoreboard is correct. Anna down to 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible.
See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Two free throws for Bart Bixler. And the first one is good. And has only scored, about 10 points in this half?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Next shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Garrett for Purcell. 49-33 with 6:10 to go in the game. They beat pressure. Lyons low on the left against Leininger. Missed it, no good. But a foul on, Isaac Leininger.
No, I think they called it on Elliott. That's five.
And he is out of the game. Carter Elliott, a senior for Anna, is fouled out. He will be missed next year. The Rockets have seen by far the best defensive team they've played all
year. Oh, my goodness.
Times two, times three.
It's like playing Jackson Center, except all their kids are 6'10".
First free throw by Lyons is good, and it's 50-33, according to the scoreboard. Second shot good, 51-33.
I will give the guy on the scoreboard a break. It's hard when you're used to being the Fairmont, and you got two teams you're not used to doing. Sometimes it gets really hard not to put them on the wrong side.
That scoreboard is playing tricks, but it says 51-33. That's correct. Timeout called. 6 minutes to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, Chuck, I'm going to sound like the eternal optimist. The Rockets are behind by six threes.
That's if they shut them out.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Purcell. Anna will throw in. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 51-33. Purcell Marion leads. Ball inbounded to Gosick. He catches and hits it, and he's fouled. Nice play. Inbounds. Anna. Gosick connects. And he's at the stripe.
Gosick's had a nice game. He's playing in there with all that length, and he's done a pretty nice job. Had a good start to the game.
What a career. Griffin Gosick.
They're going to miss him.
Yeah.
They're going to miss Elliott, too. But, boy, they're really going to miss Gosick. Was he player of the league? I never saw that, but I would have been shocked if he hadn't been.
Yeah, Griffin Gosick, Shelby County Player of the Year. On the boys' side, senior Anna, and you'll never replace a Griffin Dosick. Free throw is in and out, no good. Rebound by Purcell with 5:50 to go. Purcell up 16. Here's a bad pass. Stolen by Stewart. Down the floor. Dosick with a dunk. Dosick jams it home. A flush. 51-37. Wara against Stewart. Stolen by Stewart. Stewart to Bixler. Right corner. Yulskamp for a three. No good. Rebound. Wara. And head coach Nate Borrowers thought Wara was over the shoulder. And it gets called for the foul.
Boy, that three, I mean, still would have been 11 points with 5:24 to go. Get that thing back down to 11.
Yeah, then Wara, Purcell came in, and Head coach Reed Burrows trying in a Doug Purcell fouled on the rebound. And then Anna did foul. Warra shoots it and hits it. Free throw by Warra, good. He gets the bonus. And it's 52-37 with 5:24 to go. Yeah, Anna needed that three by Yulskamp to go in. Warra pumps it up. Got it. The lead is back up to 16 for Purcell. Forecourt right, Stewart. Into the corner. Out back to Dosik. Starts a drive. A leaner. No good. Rebound. Purcell. 5 minutes left. The lead is 16. Pass up the left side to Little. Left corner, Garrett. Outside to Dotson. And Purcell milks the clock. Deep right corner, Clark Jefferson. Foul line to Warra. Warra starts a drive. Pulls up in the lane, spins, pitches a little, 25 feet away. 4:40 to go. Here's a drive, and a slam by Garrett. He missed it. He missed the dunk. Anna got the rebound. Yulskamp down the floor to Stewart. Stewart shoots a three. Good! 53-40. Anna down 13.
That was one of the more athletic missed dunks I've ever seen. He tried to dunk that from about 8 feet from the basket.
That Purcell misses a dunk. Stewart drills a three. Here's Warra into the lane for Purcell. He pumps it up and in. Good drive by Warra as the Cavaliers answer the Stewart three. Here's a drive by Bixler. Up to the rim. Missed it. No good. Rebound Dosik. And Dosik is called for over the shoulder.
I think they called a charge on Fixler before the rebound. Oh, no, they didn't call that. Okay, then I don't agree. They didn't ask me, but I don't agree.
Whew. That's a tough call. Tough one to accept. Real tough one to accept right there. That goes against Dosik. Number three, 4 minutes to go. Well, Anna needed a field goal right there to cut it back to 13.
Wow.
Warra shoots the double bonus for Purcell. Anna down to 15. Foul shot good. 16-point game, 56-40. Anna's only scored 23 points in the last 21 minutes of this game. Substitution, Zach Hoover. Hoover back on the floor for Purcell. Up the floor comes Anna. Bixler on the arc. Dribbles into the right corner. Ball kicked on the play by Garrett of Purcell. 3 minutes, 51 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 17-point game in favor of the Cavaliers. Anna inbounding. Baseline right, Yulskamp. On the arc to Stewart. Tipped out of bounds by Purcell. Tell you what, Purcell challenges every single pass you
make. Like I said, there's no rest.
Inbounded to Yulskamp. Dribbles foul line. On the arc to Stewart. Behind him to Leidinger. Leidinger drives. A late dish to Dosik, and it goes out of bounds over the end line. Dosik thought Isaac would shoot. Isaac passed, and Dosik wasn't there to get it.
They threw it where he was.
Yep. 3:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. 57-40 in favor of Purcell. And we have a timeout called by the Cavaliers. Before Purcell throws it inbounds. Anna behind the 17. 3.5 to go. Fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn
Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, the Purcell Marion defense has been unbelievably good. Anna simply cannot get any breathing room on offense. Every shot defended, every pass defended. Anna fouling in backcourt, and Purcell shoots the double bonus with 3:35 to go in the fourth, and Anna down 17.
So they got 18 points out of Wara off the bench.
Free throw by Dotson is good.
They shoot two free throws as a team pretty well.
Sure do. Yeah, three starters approach 75%. Second shot by Dotson, dips to knees. No good. In and out. And the rebound comes to Yulskamp of Anna. He darts up the floor to Leininger. Leininger, top of the circle, wants to drive, stops, fades away, and scores. 15-footer by Isaac. He's had a good floor game. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go. 16-point lead Purcell. 3-on-2 break. They beat pressure to the rim. Shot missed by Little. Rebound Stewart. Stewart to Leininger. 3-pointer, short. Rebound tipped around. Purcell gets it. Leaking out down the floor is Jefferson. Layup no good. Foul by Leininger of Anna. 2:57 to go. Purcell with 16.
Mark Jefferson shooting three.
But the Rockets led 17-14 with a minute to go in the first quarter. And then Purcell decided to play defense.
Well, we could say it all night long. This is as good a Division IV basketball team as you're ever going to watch.
It's Division III.
Three, that's what I meant. Division IV, they'd be amazing.
But they play like D1. Play like D1. 59-42 Purcell. Free throws missed. Rebound Anna. We got a jump ball. No foul on Purcell. Anna possession.
They caught a foul. They caught a foul on Dotson.
Two free throws coming for Bixler. Yeah, I tell you what. I look at this Purcell team, and the last thing I think is Division III.
Yeah, me too. I call them Division IV.
They look like D1 or D2.
Man.
Free throw by Yulskamp. No good. 59-42 in favor of Purcell Marion with 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Speaking of D4, Chuck, there is a chance Anna might be D4 in basketball next year. It could be close. Could be close.
Well, this is the only way they've been able to stop Warren tonight. They got blood on his pants.
And he is saying, Wara is saying, no, I don't. But maybe the blood has blended in with the maroon stripe on the shirt. 59-42, Purcell Marion leads. And at the free throw line, a second free throw here for Yulskamp. Now, the difference between Division III, Division IV boys basketball is night and day.
Oh, yeah.
Second shot, Yulskamp is good. 59-43. Here's Purcell in backcourt. Up the left side to Baldock. Midcourt to Lyons. Lyons starts to drive. Goes to Baldock in the left corner. And they circle back out on top. Then here's a drive at the last split second. Little turns on the afterburners and barrels down the lane. Stewart taps him on the arm. Two free throws for Little. 2:30 to go here in the fourth. 16-point lead Purcell. Foul shot good. Tell you what, Chuck. after all the boys' state champs are crowned. And they've got winners in D4, D3, D2, D1. They ought to play a little 14 tournament.
I've always said that.
And Purcell would have a real good chance to win it.
Well, they would probably be playing
Bowler.
Bowler in a final.
Yep. Now Little makes both free throws, and it's 61-43. 2:20 to go. Here's Bixler down the floor to Linear. Takes the three. Looks for Dosik. 30-footer by Griffin. Good! Wow. Woo. Griffin Dosik. That is what is going to be missed. He's got unbelievable range on his three-pointer. He can post up and pound inside. He can do it all. He can do everything.
He's a good defender.
Yep.
Good rebounder.
Yep. Inside, outside.
Yep.
He'll be missed.
That was deep.
Really deep.
It looked like the one Flatfoot made last night.
Yes. He made a couple.
About the same spot.
Yeah. 61-46 is the score. 2:16 to go, fourth quarter. The Dosik make gives Griffin how many points?
He's got 18.
18 of Anna's 46.
I think about Coach Barhorst. The only thing I say at a timeout is, if Lions is coming down the lane, don't take the charge.
2 minutes to go. Here is Purcell against pressure. Entering the forecourt is Lions. Hand off to Dotson. Might have gotten away with it. Might have traveled. Gave it to Garrett. Garrett dunked it. And it was a charge.
Yes, absolutely. He threw the pass and ran right over him. That's why you teach your kids to jump stop.
Head coach Scott Kerr of Purcell.
I can't even imagine if he was down 15, what he would look like on the sideline.
Leading by 15 points, he questioned the call. I don't believe it. Gills camp to Dosik, top of the circle. Wants a screen. He's ready to shoot. Goes to Bixler. He penetrates. Lays it up and in. Nice play, Bixler. 61-48. A minute 46 to go. 13-point lead. Down the left side, Hoover. Gave it up. Got it back. Threw it to Garrett against Dosik. Ball lobbed across court. Here's Clark Jefferson. Foul line to Wara. Wara comes out to midcourt. A minute 20 to go. Wara enters the lane. Blocking foul against Anna. It looked like Wara might have taken two or three steps. I think the ball went in. Will they count the goal? They might. I think so. No goal.
They were 50% right. It was a travel, but the shot shouldn't have counted.
I tell you what, it looked like Wara. I think Wara shuffled his feet, Chuck, three steps before he got to the shot.
Well, he's got some large, long strides.
Yeah, he does.
So I'll give him that, but
he got his legs tangled up with the inner defender.
And he's knocking down free throws like crazy, and he points at me every time he makes them.
62-48 in favor of Purcell. A minute 24 to go. Second shot here by Wara. He dips the knees. Boy, he has been at the line time and time again. He's got them both. He's got frequent flyer mile.
Oh, he's got 13, 14, 20.
20 for the sub bench player.
He's 8 for 10 from the free throw line. I'm an idiot.
He's been there frequently. Gills camp up the floor, into the lane, late feed to Stewart, layup short. Anna's done that frequently all night. Just stiff-armed layups. Offensive foul, Purcell. And head coach Kerr
is angry at his player that time. He's going, where are you going? You're up 15 with a minute 13 to go. Pull it out. Make them foul you.
And Michael Little simply ran over two Anna players. Here come the Rockets down the floor. Yule's camp into the right corner. Fadeaway three-pointer. Airballed it strong. Rebound Purcell. Foul Anna. 63 seconds to go. It's 63-48 in favor of Purcell. Tell you what, Chuck. the three-pointer for Riley Wilson has left him. The three-point shot for Riley has disappeared.
Well, yeah, for the last few games we saw, he did not shoot it well, that's for sure. He does a lot of other things very well.
Oh, yeah.
But his three-point.
Hoover at the line for Purcell, and he makes the free throw, and it's 64-48 in favor of the Cavaliers. Second shot here by Hoover. He dips the knees, and he makes it. 65-48. Purcell has 17. Here come the Rockets over the timeline. Bixler. Bixler in midcourt. Top of the circle. In the lane. Pushes it up. It is bouncing. It's good. And foul against Purcell. Count the goal by Bixler. And he's got a chance for a three-point play.
I think Purcell has played a lot better tonight than they did Wednesday.
Oh, they sure have. Yep. That Purcell has been more intense.
Oh, yeah.
65-50. Three-point play chance for Bixler. Shot is good. Purcell by 14. 65-51. 52 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Long pass by Purcell. Down the floor. Great play by Stewart. Stewart made the interception in midair and then bounced it off the shoulder of Baldock. 47 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. It's been a terrific season for the Anna Rockets.
Oh, yeah. 25. You win 25 games, you did a lot of good things.
Here's Hillscamp driving down the lane, all the way to the basket, lays it up and in with the left hand. 2 points for Hillscamp. 12-point game, 41.5 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Anna Rockets, Shelby County League champs, won the SCL, sectional champs, district champs, region finalist here today against Purcell. 25 wins. It's been a terrific season. Carter Elliott graduates. Griffin Dosick graduates. Anna should still be mighty potent next year in boys basketball. And keep in mind, there is a chance Anna might be Division IV next year.
Well, they scored 23 points here in the fourth quarter after scoring 30 for the first three.
It's pretty academic at the moment. We're playing out the string. Purcell's Javonte Lyons was just fouled on the play by Leininger. The free throw is good. And it's 66-53 Purcell, the 13. Anna got it down to 12 at one point, but no closer. Here comes Griffin Dosick out of the game. He is bear hugged by head coach Nate Barnhorst at midcourt. What a career for Griffin. Free throw Lyons. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Anna. Down the floor, Hillscamp. Drive, penetrates. Follow a 10-footer. It is rolling off. Rebound Purcell. 18 seconds to go. Foul will send Lyons to the line. He'll shoot two for Purcell. 19 seconds to go. Griffin Dosick graduates. Carter Elliott graduates. And that's it.
All right. They're going to miss them.
Yep.
But they had a good JV team. And they've got a lot of perimeter players coming back to go along with it.
Yep. Anna will play fast. It'll be a very quick Anna team next year, just like this season. First free throw by Lyons is no good, no good. In and out. He's got the second one coming up. Also coming out for Anna, Bart Bixler. He's the Energizer Bunny on this Anna team. Junior, back next year for senior season. Heck of a quarterback on the football team. Around the Eagles camp, a junior. Heck of a running back on the football team. Isaiah Nesteller in the game. Very good JV player. Here's a long three-pointer by Anna, and it's good.
Woo! Billing. Hayden Billing.
Hayden Billing just threw a three ball, and that'll do it. Final seconds tick off. Hayden Billing made a triple, and the final difference is 11. Really, maybe a few points closer than it was most of the second half. And Chuck, I really enjoyed it. Heck of a year here in 18-19. I think this was, I think it was webcast number 99.
I took a little break, but
and my voice feels like
we did them all this week.
Oh boy,
man, tough way for them to go out. Yeah. I mean, they made it cosmetic, which looks good. I that's something you can talk about. We lost by 11 to the state champions, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to say that next week.
Yep.
I'll be over there, and quite honestly, I'll root for him.
I tell you what, Purcell is a very, it's a sportsman-like team.
Oh, their kids, kids were nothing but good. They didn't say a word. They just played the game. If the call went against them, they went back and played defense. Yeah.
They are superb sports. Their sportsmanship is excellent. And I tell you what, head coach Scott Kerr has got them he's got them all reined in. They're all reined in.
They are as good as I've seen in a long time. That's a happy group of young men out there, and they deserve it.
Yep, extreme. A very good club. Purcell, a superb team, and the coaching from head coach Scott Kerr is outstanding. Nate Barhorst, 25-3. He guided the Rockets to a great campaign, 25-3 for Anna here in 2018-19, 11-1 in the Shelby County League, sectional champ, district champ, and regional finalist. Purcell Marion now 24-4, and Purcell advances on to a state semifinal next Thursday at noon at the Shot. Chuck, highlight the numbers. We'll go to Clancy's and then Jack Kramer, who's just about voiceless, will sign off saying nothing.
All right. Well, shooting, Anna was 20 of 46, 44%. 4 of 14 behind the arc, 29%. 12 of 16 from the free throw line. Purcell was 22 of 42. Actually, Anna ended up shooting more shots than them after being way down in the shots in the first half.
Huh.
52%. Didn't take a three in the second half. They were still 1 of 7. 22 of 29 from the free throw line. That's a lot of free throws, but they did get fouled a lot, so I don't think that's a discrepancy right there.
Yeah.
Points in the paint, second chance points, 12 to 4. Purcell over Anna. They don't give me points in the paint. I like Matt Zerker's stats a whole lot better than I get out over here.
I bet they got what, 15, 16 baskets?
Oh, easy.
Easy. Maybe 20.
13 turnovers for Purcell, only 11 for Anna. That
not bad.
That was terrific. Yep. Rebounding 32-21 advantage for Purcell. Only 9-6 on the offensive boards. Individual scoring, Wara scored 20, and Lyons had 14. On the other side, Dosik had 18, Bixler had 15, and Bixler and Dosik are
are Clancy's players of the game.
Anna with everything to be so proud of, nothing whatsoever to be ashamed of here today. This Purcell team is super. They're great sports, well coached. Yep. They perform under control. So much talent, length, and size. I'll be shocked if they don't win the state title.
I'll be shocked, but yeah, they got it all. I mean, they play great defense. They got length. They're a good shooter. They got, I mean, Baldock is an outstanding outside shooter. He only took one three, made it. Everybody else missed theirs.
Yeah.
But their inside game is basically unstoppable.
Yeah, Anna was up 17-14 late first quarter, and then Purcell decided to go to work.
Well, one of the things that happened, they were doing a pretty good job with their zone, but then when they fell behind, they had to go back to man. And the man, they just had too many. Just too many options.
Yep. Let's hear from Clancy's, then we'll sign off and let our listeners know that we may have some spring sports coverage. Who knows? We'll wait and see until the month of May rolls around. Let's hear from Clancy's here on Scores, broadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, Chuck, it was football weather today.
A little cool, yeah.
And it makes me think of next August and high school on the gridiron here on scoresbroadcast.com.
That's when I'll be back.
We are going to sign off simply because I'd like to continue to talk. My voice is gone. I came down with a flu bug 3 days ago, a little temperature, and it really walloped my throat. It's in the upper chest and the throat, and it's drained me. Great year for the Anna Rockets, a great year for the Jackson Center Tigers. Both clubs knocked out here in the D3 and D4 regional championship games. Tell you what, Chuck, both teams return enough to be very good next November.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, there's both teams are going to be again next year, but Purcell Marion still got one or two games ahead of them before they're finished. So,
final score once again: Purcell Marion 67, Anna Rockets 56. Our 99th webcast since late August. Hope you've enjoyed them. Glad you were able to put up with me. You could understand Chuck today, but probably needed a hearing aid to decipher what I was saying. The bug has wiped me out. But to keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website, once again, congratulations to the Minster Wildcats. A repeat, the Minster girls defeated Ottoville 53-37 today for the state championship in girls D4 basketball after beating Ottoville 63-48 1 year ago. So Minster repeats, Jackson Center and Anna boys get to the regional title game. Fort Loramie girls got to the regional championship before being knocked out by the eventual state champ, Minster Wildcats. As I mentioned, they won it all today, beating Ottoville. The teams I just mentioned in Shelby County, Fort Loramie girls, Jackson Center boys, Anna boys, all should be very strong again next winter And we look forward to a great basketball season, boys and girls, preceded by a fine football campaign as well. Ron Mooney is our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, stats, color, on-site engineering all season long. Jack Kramer signing off from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Final score for Sal Marion, 67, Anna, 56.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer, in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball. He is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.